it over. You know my soul back in wonder, how to make it over. I made it over.
Mahalia Jackson, How I Got Over. And we're playing her today because on this day, January the 27th, in 1972, the great Mahalia Jackson left us. So we're playing different music interludes today, starting off with Mahalia Jackson. On this day in history, January the 27th. On this day in 1606, the Gunpowder Plot. No, not Gunpowder River here in Maryland. The trial of Guy Fawkes and the other conspirators begins, ending with their execution on January the 31st. We'll talk more about that later in the week. 1785, the University of Georgia is founded, first public university in the United States. And if you want to go to our website and check out Ebony and Ivy, you'll see how that college and many others, the underpinning of those schools, all had to do with the slave trade. In 1825, the United States Congress approves the Indian Territory, what we call Oklahoma, that led to the forcible relocation of Cherokees and others known as the Trail of Tears. On this day in 1945, the Red Army, the Soviet Army, in World War II, liberates the remaining inmates at Auschwitz-Birkenau's concentration camp built by the Nazis in the territory of what is now Poland. On this day in 1952, Ralph Ellison's powerful novel, The Invisible Man, wins the National Book Award. And on this day in 1961, Leontine Price, great opera singer, makes her debut at the Metropolitan Opera House in 1961. And on this day in 1961, Frank Sinatra played a benefit concert for Martin Luther King at Carnegie Hall. On this day in 1969 was the beginning of a group that has been covered in our Days in History and conversations we've had during our, and we will have during our Baltimore-Detroit-Oakland series. This was the day that the Revolutionary Union Movement, a group of African-American auto workers, led wildcat strikes against what they call racism and bad working conditions, also taking on the union in Detroit. This day began on this day in 1969. On this day in 1973, the Paris Peace Accords, we officially ended the Vietnam War. And Colonel William Nolde was killed in action on that day, becoming the last American casualty of that war. On this day in 1984, singer Michael Jackson suffered second-degree burns to his scalp during the filming of a Pepsi commercial in Shrine Auditorium. On this day in 1966, this is the coup that ousted the Nigerian democracy. They had elected Mahamat Ousmane. He was overthrown by Ibrahim Barry Manasara, a military coup deposing the regime in the democratic government of Nigeria. And on this day in 2011, which we'll be talking about during the course of the next hour, during the Arab Spring, the Yemeni revolution brings out 16,000 protesters to demonstrate. So we'll be talking about the Arab Spring in our second hour and its outcome. On this day in 1912 was born Arne Næss, who was a Norwegian philosopher who coined the term deep ecology and one of the most important intellectual and inspirational figures within the environmental movement in 1918, in the late 20th century, I should say. And in 1918, we'll hear more of him later, the great Elmore James was born, a singer, songwriter, and artist. On this day in 1964 was born Jane Fonda. We'll talk about that on another day as well. On this day in 1596, Sir Francis Drake was born, and so was Isaac Babel in 1940. Babel, one of the great Russian journalists, playwrights, and authors, died on this day in 1940. Jack Parr died on this day in 2004, the man who really began the nighttime talk on our TV stations. On this day, the great J.D. Salinger died in 2010. On this day in 2010, a man who appeared on the show many times, Howard Zinn, passed away in 2010 as well. So that's this day in history, January 27th. We'll be back to talk about Columbia.